Blog Talk Radio.
Amen and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries with Life Support Outreach Church. Praise God, everybody. Giving reference to God, who is the head of my life, and to everyone in their respective places. I just give God praise and glory today for another opportunity to be back on our conference, on our radio broadcast on today. I just thank God for an opportunity to see a day that I've never seen before. I give God praise. We just want to call our Bible class to order now. We're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer, and we're going to go right into the Word of God. Amen. I give God praise on today. He's a mighty God.
Here I am again. Oh, love, sugar. Made a move once before on my own. He was wrong. Not to know how hard it was, but you picked me up and I learned to be still and wait on your word.
amen, and praise the Lord. We're going to have our scripture reading will be coming from Isaiah chapter 60. Arise and shine. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes round and about, and see how they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far. Thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together. Thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of the Gentiles shall come upon thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedary, a Midian, and imps. All they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. I have just read you from Isaiah chapter 60, from the first verse to the sixth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on tonight humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come confessing tonight, and we repent right now, and we ask your forgiveness, Father, and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come tonight, Lord, first of all, asking you to bind up the strong man from our radio broadcast on tonight. Bind the strong man tonight, Lord, and then every demon that's on assignment, your assignment is being canceled tonight. I serve you your eviction notice tonight. In the name of Jesus, then, Lord, I ask you right now to send your anointing tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to send your anointing on our radio broadcast. Cover each one of us, Lord. Cover us tonight, Lord, while we study your word on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you for this word. We ask you on tonight to open up our understanding tonight. In the name of Jesus, open up our hearts that we may be receptive to whatever you're going to teach us on tonight. Let your Holy Ghost reign tonight, rule tonight, teach tonight, minister tonight, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we be careful tonight to give you praise and to give you glory. Now, I ask you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, and teach us and minister to us on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask all of these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. It's some kind of static in the line right now, and I'm only saying this because I want everybody to participate tonight. So if your line is static, can you please get that out?
How do you get it out?
Prophetess, Lisa, I think that's your line.
Oh, okay. I just put it on mute. So should I hang up the call back because I had trouble getting in?
You probably can do that because I think it's your line. Because just call, try to call right back. Okay. See, that
I think it was her line.
Because I had muted her when she first came on because I heard the static. I kind of, you know, anyway, she'll be right back on. Praise God, everyone. We just going to tonight, and I want everybody participation because this is about you. This is about us, and we need to know where we are with God. We need to know if God has called us to the prophetic. We need to know she has a call back. There she is.
Is that better?
Okay. Yeah. Yes, that's better. It stopped.
Okay.
Amen. So I want everybody participation tonight. We're gonna talk about the prophetic on tonight. We're gonna talk about the things in the prophetic, how we know that we are called to be a prophet, and the things that we're going through, the things that the dreams we have, and what we're hearing, and things like that. Because the reason why I read about the arise and shine is because God is raising His prophets up at this time. He's been raising them up, but now more so now than ever, He's raising His prophets up at this time, and God gonna bring the prophets that's been behind closed doors and in the corners and in the remnants of the prophets. He's finna raise them up, the no-name prophets, the ones that people don't even know about. He bringing them out. He calling them out, and God wants the prophets to step forward now. It's time, because let me tell you, God is, He's showing, He's talking to His prophets before things are happening. He's letting us know what's happening before they happen. So this is a time that we need to get closer to God. We need to know and pray and stay in His face, so we'll give Him a chance to tell us what's going on. We need to know this, because some of us are intercessors. I know I'm an intercessor. I have a fivefold ministry. I'm an intercessor. I'm an apostle. I'm a prophet, being used as all three of them, and a pastor. You know, a teacher. I heard him call me rabbi many times. So he gives us gifts, and he don't have any particular person. He knows who he wants to do what, and so he's used me in all of them. You know, so, and I'm not gonna say, you know, but he has, and I'm not boasting or bragging. I'm just telling you what has happened to me, and I'm older than all of you all, so I thank God that He can use me. But I want you all to know, this is the time for the prophets to come forth. He's anointing the prophets that He's going to bring out now. He's speaking in their ear. He's showing them different things, and He's giving them great discernment. And every time He give you a different anointing, you go up to another level. And see, these are things that we have to know for ourselves. We have to start studying. We have to know it for ourselves, because you want to know what's happening when things start coming forth. And you saying, what's this? Why is this happening? Why did I dream that? Or why did I see that? Well, because with me, things happen to me. I don't know whether I'm asleep or awake. Things happen. I see things. I don't know if I'm asleep, like I think it was Paul said. I don't know whether I was in the body or out of body. I don't know anymore. I can't tell anymore. I just know God shows me. God allowed me to see things. God speak in my ear. He'll put me to sleep. He'll put me, I'm not going to say sleep, but He'll put me in a vision, and then he'll do what he got to do. So it's so much that you have to experience, because like I told you before, usually God sends leaders to me. He don't really send me just, you know, regular people to teach, you know, and I'm not, I'm just saying, because I have the anointing to teach leaders, and God has blessed that, and I thank God for it. But most of the time, he don't give me people to teach, you know, the books of the Bible, you know, stuff like that. They already know them, you know, and things like that. He give me leaders. So I know everyone that's on this radio broadcast is a leader. Now, it might be somebody listening that's not. So, you know, I want you all to, I'm asking you tonight. How are you any way or any kind of way feel like God has called you into the prophetic? I need to know that, and not a long, long drive out. Just tell me and say, speak on it some, because I want everybody to get a chance, because this is something God has put on my heart to teach. And to help you all and help activate the prophetic down on the inside, help activate the gifts down on the inside, so you'll know where you are, and so you'll know how to listen to God. Amen? So anybody can go for it first and get on out there and say, well, you know, I just want to know, has it crossed your mind, or curious, you know, about the prophetic? Do you want to learn about the prophetic? You know, amen. Anybody?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Just to get it clarified, what I'm supposed to be answering, you want to know, how do I know I'm a prophet, or how?
Do you?
I mean,
and I don't want to put a question out there to make nobody say I'm a prophet. I want you to say, I feel like, or God has been dealing with me about it, or something like that, and tell
mm-hmm,
us how.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I feel like God has called me to the prophetic because He deals with me a lot in my dreams. Even my baby, I feel like they have a calling on their life as well, and they're young, because He also deal with them in their dreams as well. And, like, I will dream of, like, if it's a major storm that's going to come into my life, something bad's going to happen, I dream of tornadoes, bad tornadoes, or a bad storm or something. Or if, you know, if anything's happening to my boys that I don't know about, God will show me that in my dream, and I'd be just so appreciative of that, because I work so hard, and then a lot of stuff goes on that we don't see, and I just thank God that I can, He's showing it to me, that, and He's warning me, and you know, giving me, you know, what I'm missing out on.
Amen. Amen. And a lot of times God will deal with you in your dream, especially when He's calling into the prophetic. You dream, you discern, you have a keen discernment. He give you the anointing and a whole lot of other things. And a lot of people hear Him because, you know, He'll speak to you. But you have to be still and listen. You have to be quiet. And some people are not in a place where they can just be quiet in their spirit and in their mind. But your spirit have a mind, and I know you don't understand that. You probably can't even grasp that. But our spirit man has a mind. A lot of times when you sleep and your spirit still be praying, you be interceding for you. A lot of times I'm praying in the spirit when I'm awake, and I could be sitting there and looking and thinking something else, and my spirit be praying out loud. See, because your spirit have a mind. So anyone else? Anybody? I mean, I'm not trying to force anybody. I don't want to force anybody. That's why I asked the question like I did. You know, if nothing happens. Yes, ma'am.
Pastor Dr. Deborah, this is Lisa in St. Louis. I just remember, ma'am.
I'm listening.
Oh, I just remember when I was, you know, seriously, you know, it had been prophesied that I had a calling, and I was really seriously trying to pursue that and just hear the voice of God, and I was just hungry for studying the Word of God. So I was always buying books, and it looked like when I would go to the Christian bookstore, the Lord would always give me this next great book. And I think the man that was in the bookstore that used to help me, a family Christian book, it seemed like he just was always had the right books right there up at the cashier, and I done went through the whole store, and I get up there. But anyway, I have read, got a whole tour of a book that talks about the prophetic and different type of prophets, the seer, the one with the Shamar anointing, the guardian. And so when I was reading and studying that, that's when I learned the gift that I had, that I was a prophet, or began to believe that God was leading me to that understanding in my gift, and later found out and believed that. That's why I believe I'm a prophet. And when I was reading about it, it was even more specific about studying each one from the Hebrew, and which each prophet that he gave, the author gave an example of the minor and the major prophets and the gifts they had. Like certain ones were more seers. Some were just speaking truth to power. Some, you know, so like that. And prophetess was saying dreams and interpretation of dreams and different things like that. So that's the thing. And then once I started studying that, then my leaders started teaching on it. And I started having people prophesying to me. And actually, that's when I met you, maybe a year or two later, after I've been studying and have been ordained as into the ministry of preaching. Then that's when I met you and Apostle Rachel and Prophetess Raphael invited me to your clarion call. Your clarion call, your clarion call conference at the Crown Plaza. And that right there just really helped me, and I'm just so hung. It's so much I don't understand that I see it, but I don't understand how to interpret it because it ain't nothing to play with. I'm really anxious to hear. Yeah, that's why I'm like trying to get in and see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So much responsibility.
And it's a lot. It's a lot to it. It's a lot to it. It's a lot. To being a prophet, a called prophet. Now, when I mean, I've been going through this all my life, but when I was younger and I was still half in and half out, he was using me still, but I still didn't understand. But, you know, your gifts come without repentance. So, you know, when I really found out I was called to the prophetic, I was prophesying, and I was laying hands on people, and then I was telling them that I was a prophet. And I can remember the Lord telling me, don't tell nobody else you're a prophet. I use who I want to use when I want to use. He said, he told me, don't tell nobody else. So I didn't, because it really scared me, because I heard him loud and clear. So I didn't tell anybody else. But the things that's happening to us, we ought to want to know. And I'm going to tell y'all something. This is a time in the world, in today, that we ought to know, or we ought to want to know. our gifts and callings, because I'm telling you something, we're going to need every one of them. Because the things that's happening today, they're not going to get better. Not right now. I'm just letting you know now. They're not going to get better. I'm not speaking nothing negative. This is what God said. See, God shut the churches down because we wasn't doing what he called us to do. So he shut them down. He said, I called you to go into the highways and to the byways and get the people and bring them to me. I'm drawing them. You got to go out. But we get so comfortable sitting behind them walls. He said, I'm finna close them down. He ain't trying to fire nobody, but he closing them down so he can get and do what he want to do. The disciples went out two by two. We go to the church and sit down. That ain't what God called us to do. The church is in our heart. So he's raising up prophet today for his purpose. When I tell you he raising up no name prophets, he raising up prophets ain't never heard, ain't never been on TV, ain't never been on radio, ain't never nothing. He calling them out. He got a remnant, just like when Jezebel killed all the prophets, she thought. Obadiah had healed. He had so many, 4,000 or something. But I'm going to tell you something. God has covered the prophet. So nobody would know where they are for him. But he's going to raise them up. So when you feel something, when you feel like he's called you, when you feel like you have that kind of anointing, when you feel like God is showing you, God is using you, God is allowing you to see, God is allowing you to hear, you got to give way to him. I'm not saying that you're a prophet. I don't want nobody to think I'm trying to call somebody into the prophetic, because I'm not. But I know what I know. I know what I know. And so I'm not going to take it back. I don't hardly teach none but leaders. Maybe if you're not a prophet, you're a preacher or a teacher or a minister or whatever. But I know what I know. So I just wanted to know, because we're going to be talking about the prophetic these next few weeks, because I want you all to understand so much. But it's so much God won't allow me to say. He won't allow me to say. But I'm going to tell you like this. Stay prayerful. Stay covering. Stay prayerful. Stay covering your family. Cover your family. Because these things not going away in 2020. The virus may stop, but other stuff going to start. Now, God going to bring a lot of stuff, a lot of people together. He's doing stuff to bring people together. He's doing stuff to let the first be last and the last be first. He allowing things to happen that we can do that last commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. Everybody with that love in their heart. This is what he's doing. He ain't trying to do what he's doing. But this other thing going to come up against us, like in the government, other stuff. So we gotta show enough, stay on point, stay before the Lord, because we don't know how it's going to affect us. We don't know what's going to happen. But I do know things going to happen. When the Lord allowed me to spit it out and tell y'all, then I'll do it. But right now, I can't. And a lot of people see... people say, well, oh, that's so negative, and I decree and declare that ain't going to happen, this and that. Let me tell you something. In the Old Testament, how we are today about prophets. They ran from the prophets because the prophets told them the truth. Over here now, we are always telling prophets, telling people, oh, you're going to get a new car, you're going to get some money. The prophets ain't all about that. God ain't always showing no prophet somebody finna get a new car and get a new a house and all this kind of stuff. God come with warning. Prophets come carry bearing warnings too. And we have to accept the good with the bad. It all come from God. It all come from God. So we got to know what's going on. We got to know what's going on. You know, it's like this. I know what God called me to do. And I know I'm a teacher, preacher, pastor, apostle, whatever. And I'm going to do just that. If it's not but one person on this radio broadcast, on that Zoom, I'm going to teach until he elevate me some more. Because believe me, he has elevated me even the more. He has anointed me even the more. He did it. Ain't nothing I could do it. He did it. So, and I thank God. But what I want to take y'all, want to allow you all to go, because you're young, men and women, you need to go and let God do this. You need to do it. No problem. Because when we're on our knees praying, asking God for stuff, he could be quiet and say, well, look, I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't going to do nothing. But if you're not for sure, that's fine. If you just want to hear what the prophets do and say and all that, that's still fine. I just wanted to know where everybody was, because I'm going to be teaching on the prophetic. I'm going to be teaching on it. And if God give me a word for anyone, I'd let you know. But if he don't, I'm not going to say a word, because let me tell you something. It's one thing to lie on anybody, but we don't need to lie on God, because he's the most lied on person. God said this, and if I'm be a prophet of God, God said, test a lion or prophet lion, as they call it. We don't do that. I don't do that. If I don't know it, because it's when I first got here, a young lady here in Michigan called me when I first came to Michigan, and she was saying, can you give me a word? I said, let me pray. And I prayed while she was on the phone. I gave her what God gave me. It was about three words. She said, is that all? I said, honey, that's all he gave me. And I don't lie on God. And that's, I don't. And that's the first thing we have to learn. If God didn't say it, then he didn't say it. Another prophet is from Florida. Can you pray for me and give me a word? Yeah. I prayed for her. I told her it was a little girl hanging around her. I see a little girl spirit hanging around her. She said, yeah, that's the girl I've been praying for, the God to give me a daughter, some stuff. And then, you know, and God didn't say too many other things. She said, is that all? I said, baby, that's it. That's it, because I don't play with God. But if God tell me something and he allow me to tell it, I'm going to tell it. I'm going to tell it. And the last maybe three or four Bible studies, or I think I was preaching, I don't know how I come about it, but it's a lot of things that I've heard and God allowed me to teach and preach about that was confirmed to me. So I thank God, because I think I was teaching about motives. In one of the national prophets was talking about God, is about motives, saying how God is talking, was telling him about people, the person's motives and stuff. And I know I was teaching on that. And it's some other things. So I know I'm right in line with what God wants. And then he gave me this about the prophet, and to teach on the prophetic. So So it's a lot that you have to learn, know, or it's a lot to learn. But it's going to come easy because if he give you an ear to hear, if you a seer or whatever kind of prophet, a foreteller or a foreteller or, you know, God gonna let you know if you really serious. You don't even have to tell me or nobody. But God will let you know yourself because of the relationship with you and God, of the bonding that you all are gonna do, of the intimacy. I just love God and I'm so close to him. You know, I'm saying in prayer and stuff like that. But and so I'm sensitive, my ears, my heart, my spirit man sensitive to the moves of God, the things of God. You know, I'm looking every day because when all them preachers died, them bishops and superintendents, it was 33 of them died from when the pandemic with the virus. And I was, I said, did you have a rapture and you didn't get me? I'm like, what's going on? Tell me. But it wasn't that. Because God is removing some and he replacing some. God is the only and replacer. He can fire preacher and still use it. Believe me. He can fire prophet and still use it. So he's taking them out and replacing them. He removing them from the spot they was in because they didn't do what he had them to do, and he replacing them. This is why we have to be careful that he didn't call us and we ain't doing what we're supposed to do. You know, you got to look at it like that. God is the only one can shut every church down. He is the only one that can shut the church down. Man can't do it because God will wipe them off the face of the earth. Only God can. Remember that. I don't care what they say. Man can't shut the church down. Nobody but God allowed it. For his purpose and his claim, because before God allowed the enemy to have more souls than him, he'll make the rocks cry out. He's not going to allow that. He say, I want my preachers, my teachers, my prophets, my bishops, my apostles, my rabbis, my priests, every one of us need to be out there preaching, teaching, asking people, telling people to repent and come to God. That's what we got to do. Repent. I don't care. God put people in your life just for that. Just for that. That's what we got to do. Now, the word prophecy. Prophecy. That's what prophets do. They prophesy. So the word prophecy is an inspired communication from God. See, I had never felt the anointing like I felt it this year. I felt some last year. I felt some 10 years ago where the fire of God would hit one side of my body or in the back of my head, different things like that. But I have never felt the anointing like I have this year. Heavy anointing. That's why I know I'm to another level. A heavy anointing. I just thought maybe he put his hand in the top of my head and weighed my head down. I didn't know what it was, but I was told what it was. It was the heavy, it's a heavy anointing on me. So, when you feel this, And you're going to feel it if you keep praying, if you keep your mind open, if you keep your spirit man open, if you pray by yourself. So pray. Seek God in a time that you can. I always thought that would come when I'm in prayer by myself. God's been waking me up with it at night. Guys, I could be talking on the telephone and it will come. I have to stop, hold my head down. When I tell you, it's awesome. It's an awesome feeling. It's power and authority that God has given us. And I'm so grateful about it. But prophecy is an inspired communication from God or word from God. That's prophecy. We don't, it's from God. We don't own it. We ain't supposed to charge for it. People got their dollar sign up, Cash App, all that. I'm not saying, I don't have anything against them for it, if that's what they want to do. Because God do say give. He say tithe, whatever. But don't you get it twisted and go out here and try to charge somebody some money for God's word. Because it's going to come back and bite you. Because it ain't your word. It ain't your word. And God give us eyes. He give us to see what's wrong with a person. He give us to know what they have, or whatever sickness they got, or whatever situation they have, or whatever circumstance. He don't say go charge them for it. Now, I don't play that. And I come up against some big prophet about that. And hey, God told me to say it, and I said it. And if they didn't like it, I told them, hey, talk to God about it. I don't care, because I'm going to do what he say. That's me. I'm going to do exactly what he say. Then what we have to know is prophecy is God's supernatural communication. That's his supernatural word. And what make it prophecy is that God speaks the word through his prophet before he tell the people. He speaks to his prophet first. As many prophets knew something was going to happen. I told people on the prayer line last year, get you some food, stock up on this. I thought it was going to be a snowstorm, because I said it before, I think it was September, October. It was before it got things going to happen. I said it probably the lines, the power and stuff. Buy you some batteries. Stock up on batteries. Get candles. I was telling people this. Well, I'm telling you again. Keep stocking up. Don't stop. Now, you can't probably get but one pack of meat in the store on one day. Not that you can't go back the next day or the next 2 days or something like that, but I'm saying is, don't stop. If you can stock up and get things in your house and just put them up, don't eat it for now. Because believe me, by December, we're going to know what's up. We're going to know what's going on by December. We'll know whatever this thing is, and I'm praying that God will intervene. But God is allowing it. So, I'm praying that he would have mercy and give us grace. But God is, he's doing a reset. He reset it. He already reset. But he's going to reset again, and he's going to reset again. And what I mean by reset, he's going to take some people out, and he's going to put some people in. I'm just telling you. He's resetting some things. And that's why if God has called you for for anything, do it. Don't hesitate. You don't have to take my word. Don't hesitate. Pray. He may call you to a life of prayer. Do it. Do it. I know I'm a prophet. I know I'm an apostle. I know I'm a prophetic intercessor. I pray. I study. I love God. Whatever it is I can do for somebody, I want to do it. But most of all, I want to please God. And that's what we got to get to in our walk with God. We got to not worry about man. We got to want to please God in everything we do and say. That's going to get us where he wants us to be. That's going to get you to another level. That's going to do the things that God is calling for us to do. Because the believers right now, we should be prospering. We should be blessed. And we are blessed, because if you're on the line, you're blessed. But what I'm saying, we shouldn't be around here talking about we ain't got no food, we ain't got this, we ain't got that. And we should be prospering. We should be, because God, anybody else, in any given situation, would have threw their hands up, would have went into depression, would have went into all this stuff. But God got people that's going through things, and people don't even know it, going through situations, circumstances, and they happy, laughing, and they still doing what God calls them to do, and God still keeping them alive, still keeping them blessed, still feeding them. You know, see, a lot of us don't know what it feels like to not have food, to not know where you're going to sleep, to move 17 times in 1 year. You understand what I'm saying? Some people don't know that. It wasn't in 1 year. I take that back. That wasn't right. But 17 times in 23 years. That was one time almost every year. When you don't have nowhere to go, you sleep in your car. You don't know what you're going to eat. God said, go here. Go to the bookstore. They have little bread, little, what's called those things, sitting out. You can eat a couple of those pieces. And then when you go there, then you meet a prophet that picks you up in the atmosphere and know that you're hungry, and take you to a Dairy Queen, and you don't have a problem eating a pork hot dog because you done prayed over it and God said eat it. You see what I'm saying? You can't pay me to hardly eat pork today. I don't eat pork. But when I was hungry, I ate what they had, and I blessed it, and God blessed it, and I ate it. Because God providing for me. These are the things that gifts and callings, they're not cheap, come with a price. Oh, I'm prophet this and I'm apostle this. Know what you're saying. And know that what you're going to, you either been through or you're going to go through. And you don't stop. You just know when you go through how to do it, how to receive it, and how you go through. Because you can't go through telling everybody, crying and all this kind of stuff. You got to go through like God called you to go through. You know, some do it better than others. You know what I'm saying? It's a hard thing. But we have to know this. And I'm not going to stop teaching on the prophetic, because this is where God got me right now. And I know it's prophets on this broadcast. I know it's prophets listening to this radio broadcast. And I know it's going to be some more prophets that's going to come back, because a lot of my teachings and stuff is on demand on here, on the radio broadcast. So it's gonna be people that go back. People have told me that they went back and listened to them. It's prophets. God is calling for them. He said, arise and shine, for thy light has come. And he means just that. We've got to come out. We got to step out, just like my cousin. He sent me a thing to say today, saying that the preachers, all of the pastors and stuff, we're going to do our march on the 7th. And I'm going to try to do it. I got to pray about it first, because I don't do nothing like that unless I consult God about it, because the Holy Ghost about it, because we can do something like that and it's not right. And God will say, why you didn't pray about it? Why you didn't ask me? We're supposed to ask God. We're supposed to ask God. And believe me, I'm not perfect at all. I'm striving. I want to be perfect for God, but I'm not. He said we sin every day. And if we say we don't, we're a liar. And the truth ain't in us. So I know I'm not perfect, because I sin every day. I probably said something about somebody on TV. I don't know. But that's why I repent every day, by the grace of God. But I'm saying this to say that I just want to be pleasing to God. And the things I say, I'm not trying to insult anyone. I'm not trying to bring down anyone. I'm trying to teach you out of love in my heart, because one day you're going to know that Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean, God was speaking through her when he was speaking to you. You're going to know that I'm on the up and up. I ain't going to say nothing God don't want me to say. Everything is Bible. And if I have to go around another way to teach you, it's like it was more people supposed to have been on here. But they get scared when you talk about prophecy. But they always want you to support them in the things. And if, hey, if they're afraid of it, hey, if they, that's them. But don't come telling me, you know what, can you help me out doing this? I'm going to say no. Go to God. Because when I was trying to help, you didn't want the help. You said you got hung up. Okay, no problem. They hung up. Don't run to me with that stuff. Because my thing is, I'm not going to throw his word before the shrine. I'm not going to keep on trying to help somebody, trying to show somebody where they are. And I've been working on that thing for a while, trying to help somebody, and they rejected me. I'm not going to do it. I only want to help the ones that want the help. I only want to bless the ones that want to be blessed. I am nobody, but I know God uses me in the prophetic. I know God uses me in healing. I know God uses me in love. This is where I am. We have to know, and I want each one of y'all to just look over it. I just want y'all to just think about it. I'm going to talk about it on Thursday a little bit over Zoom and over, and I have the prayer line, the radio broadcast, and Zoom on Thursday, and it'll be longer than an hour. It's going to be longer than an hour because I'm going to talk about the life support, women's ministry, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about this because God told me to. But we're gonna be studying about it, and if you know, it's a lot of things that if you're not called prophet, you don't know if he's gonna call you or not. But if you call, you just call. Maybe you're not in it yet. Maybe you don't know how to look at this thing. But believe me, if you hearing the voice of God, if you hearing and you have these dreams, God talking to you. I remember one year was Easter Sunday morning. I've had some years, believe me. And God woke me up. He called my name, and it wasn't Deborah even. He called me. He said, have you ever seen my glory? And it's like he was right there, and I was right there. And I said, no, Lord. He said, this is my glory. So he showed me these big balls of light light. It was so bright I couldn't hardly, I had to put my hand in front of my eyes because it was so bright. And they was like twirling and, you know, whirling like a whirlwind, but they were just really, really bright. He said, this is my glory. And he said, your name is the quiet one. And after that, I don't know what happened. But I know that I've been in his presence several times. And I was in his presence not long ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. I know I was right there, and he put his hand on me. I know that. So it's things that's going to come. See, we think a lot of this stuff is fictional where we're going to stand before God and all that. We better believe this stuff. Whatever's in this Bible, y'all, we believe it. Believe it. Because God is not a liar. And God's word is true. God's word is true. So we have to know. We gotta when we read and study and pray, believe God. We gotta believe and trust God. Do we have any questions at all? Any questions at all?
I don't have any questions, okay. But this is Elaine. And first of all, I want to thank God for us to be able to be on this line. And as she was talking.
Amen.
As she was talking, I had tears come out of my eyes, tears rolling down my eyes. I tried to stop, but I couldn't stop them. And God has came to me in vision, sign, dream as well. And most people I have talked today was like, man, Elaine, you have talking to you just give me the chills. And I was like, well, that's the Holy Spirit. And I can remember the time I was at Walmart one day over in St. Louis, and a lady kept looking at me. And she was like, can I pay for your groceries? And I said, we can pay for it because I'm usually, you know, I'm just always asking God, bless me to be a blessing. You know, I wasn't used to being blessed like that. So I was like, okay, from anyone but God. And I was like, okay. So she said, who are you buying the food for? And I said, it's for me and my mom. We shop for my mom too. And she said, oh, okay then. And so when I came to her, I said, can I give you a hug? And she said, yes, you can. I said, thank you so much for your blessing. And I gave her a hug, and she said, oh, you're just giving me the chills. I never did understand that. What did it mean? I knew it came from the Holy Spirit, but I never did. I'm like, wow, you know, God, I know this from you, you know, but
yeah.
It is a blessing to serve God, and he is so awesome and phenomenal. And just loving on him,
yeah.
Folks, so some people don't understand his love is awesome. His love is phenomenal. You cannot get that from nobody else. And if you're on this line, if you're on this line to be able to talk about him and just hear him, hear about him, nobody's going to die for you. Ain't nobody going to die for you. But Jesus did die for our sins. And I thank you so much, Father God. You have shown me to the point I was going through a storm, and me and my son was going back and forth. I was like, you pray. He was like, no, you pray. And I said, okay, I'll pray. And the Holy Spirit said, close your eyes. And when I closed my eyes, he was stretched out on the cross and it was raining blood. And I was like, okay, God, is this what's going on? I said, for real? And I couldn't believe it at first. And then he said, close your eyes again. And when I closed my eyes a second time, I was laying across his lap and he was had his hands in my hair and it was raining blood. But God is most definitely phenomenally real. And he got our back, front, side, everything. Now, we served everything else. How come we can't serve God? How come we can't love on him? How come we can't talk about him?
Come on.
You know, and me just talking about him, I can go on and on and on again. That's why I just kind of stay in the cut sometimes. But sometimes it's not always good to stay in the cut because some people need to hear it. When we go through storms, we go through storms to build us, not weaken us. We go through storms to strengthen us because he has something phenomenal for us. So he want to know that we can be able to handle whatever he has for us. So I thank you, God, for the storms, the sun, the wind, everything you bring, you got me.
Yes.
And I want to let you know he got everybody on this line, and I love you, God, and I thank you, sisters and brothers, if you're on this line.
Yes.
I'm done. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Prophet. And I thank and praise God for her. She's awesome, and God is doing a great work, I tell you. So,
amen.
Is there anyone else?
Hello?
Hello?
Amen. Hello. Oh, I didn't know if you could hear me or not.
Can hear you.
Hello? Could you? Okay.
Yes, I can hear
you. First of all, I like to give thanks and honor to my God and praises mm-hmm. that due unto him for allowing me and my
amen.
Family to wake up another day. But generally, yes. you know, I just want to comment on a lot of the stuff that you said. And I'm not going to be long, but because I'm speaking about myself, but because I'm not going to say I don't know, I'm going to
mm-hmm.
say I just let God use me, however
yes.
you desire. I'm not asking to be called to prophesy or to be a prophet because I feel
mm-hmm.
like I'm not worthy enough. You get what I'm saying at times? Because I know we've
mm-hmm.
seen days.
Yeah.
And some of those sins we don't even know about. But it's just that, you know,
yeah.
people have attitudes. They have, you know, they wake up on the wrong side of the bed, shall I say. So, you know, I just want
mm-hmm.
to basically remember what a preacher and a minister does. In my mind, when I
mm-hmm.
talk to people and I minister to them, I try and remember what that is to know if I'm
mm-hmm.
prophesying to someone. Or God just leading me to say things, and that's how I see it, you know. And I might be prophesying,
mm-hmm.
and I might be just, you know, saying certain things that God will allow me to say. That's just basically in his word. It's
right.
just that we
uh-huh.
as ministers think that that's prophecy. No, that's in God's word. So I don't want to
mm-hmm.
misconstrue, you get what I'm saying, what God has called me to
yeah.
do. Or, and if he is calling me to prophesy, or to be a prophet of his word, then I'm just trying to let it flow. So, again, I'm just trying to, you know, not really, because when you ask for certain things, that means you got to, you know, how could I make this plainer or easier for me to say without hurting feelings, but with some things come with a lot. You get what I'm saying? So some things that you
mm-hmm.
ask for, you will go through a lot of pain.
Amen.
You know,
yes.
to get you to be strong in what you need.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think me personally, I try, I guess, to encourage as much as possible, to uplift people
mm-hmm.
as much as possible, to build, you know, on each other as much, you know, tell people to build on others as much as possible. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically to edify.
Yeah.
Or improve others spiritually. You get what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I think my thing is more so to be humble in God and letting him use you. You know, the vision and the dream, I don't think I think about them a lot because it's just what I go through. You get what I'm saying? So for
mm-hmm.
me saying, oh, I remember this, a lot of times I don't remember. But I can get up and something can happen, and then it'll be, and I just let it flow. I'm
mm-hmm.
trying to let it
mm-hmm.
be, whether it's ministry or prophecy or whatever God called me to be. I'm just trying to be it because I know I'm
absolutely.
A sinner. You get what I'm saying? So I don't want to
saved by grace.
Step. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to step out of my lane with trying to, you know, because sometimes titles, it defame people sometimes. You get what I'm saying? Especially when they
mm-hmm.
ain't trying
mm-hmm.
to, they, you know, the whole world seeing what they do. And they be,
mm-hmm.
you get what I'm saying? Or just in the spotlight a lot. You know, it
mm-hmm.
brings to their downfall. So, you know, I just want to, you know, remind some people. A lot of the times when I minister to him or, you know, because I be just trying to put forth God's word, whether he prophesied to me or whether it sound like a prophecy. You know, everybody know right from wrong. So, you know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
you got to start right there. You get what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
you know, God is just he's an awesome God. And this time right now
yeah.
is so critical with us. You get what I'm saying with learning
yeah. Yeah.
You know, him right now it's time that we need to be trying to dive in him. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, I think that, you know, he's coming back sooner than we really actual think. You get what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. He reset.
You know, we got to live today as it was our last day. You get what I'm saying? And we got to, if we're not careful, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It can lead us to destruction. You get what I'm saying? Complacency
mm-hmm.
is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Mhm.
So,
no.
You know.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. But to whom much is given, much is required. And every last one of you, everyone on this radio broadcast has been through some horrific things. And I know everybody on here, you've been through horrific things because gifts and callings don't come cheap. They don't come cheap. And nobody on here has paid for them cheaply. You've been through something. You've been through something, and you walked in it well. So that's why I know for myself, the ones that's on here supposed to be on here, the ones that didn't get on, they still stuck in Kojic. God bless their heart. They still stuck in Kojic. And God bless them. I love them. But God is the one sent this thing tonight, and we're going to learn. We're gonna talk about our experiences so we can help each other, encourage each other, and love each other, and see what God does. See what, and I know where you are, Prophetess McKinney, Minister McKinney, Prophetess, whatever. I know where you are. You don't want to step in ahead of God, but honey, you've been through some horrific stuff, and I've seen you prophesy. I've seen you do it, and you just didn't realize what you were doing. So I'm not worried about that. I know for myself because I've seen you do it. I heard you do it. But we still, I know you want to just stay humble. That's me. That's why I'm in my basement. That's why I pray like I do. I'm not going to step before God. I'm not going to get a big head. I'm just who God made me to be. But my whole desire in my whole life, it's to please God. That's what I want to do. I want to please God, and I know if I teach you all the things that I know and the things, the words in this Bible, I'm going to please God, and he's going to send me some more. So I don't want to keep you all any longer because Thursday, we're going to, like I said, we'll be on Zoom and we'll be on the radio broadcast. If you don't want to get on Zoom, we're going to have the radio broadcast right here too. Because we want people, if that's what they want to do, get on Zoom, that we can. And then, you know, like that. And then we're gonna talk a little bit about life support, women's ministry. We're going to talk a little bit about the prophetic. And we're gonna be in that praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. So we're going to do it like that. And I'm not going to hold you all any longer. God bless you all. I love each one of you all, and God do too. Father, I just ask you tonight to cover everyone on this radio broadcast. Cover their families in the blood of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to open up their understanding, open up their minds, open up their hearts right now, Lord, to the things of you, of your things, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now to let them visit them, Lord. Let them have a visitation, Lord, that they may know is you, Father, in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. I want you all to just stay prayerful and just see what God's going to do, because God's going to use you. God bless you. I love you, and God love you too. You all have a good night. Be blessed. Amen.
Love you.
Love you, too. Love you, too. Love you, too.
Love you.
Love you, too. Amen. Love you.